From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Defense Chief criticizes Russian airstrikes in Syria. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made the criticism Wednesday in a news conference. He said the Kremlin's decision to conduct airstrikes at the request of Syrian President Bashar Assad is tantamount to pouring gasoline on the fire. Carter stopped short of confirming that Russian warplanes had targeted anti-Assad opposition forces in a strike on the western Syrian city of Homs. But Carter said Homs is not known to be an operating ground for Islamic State militants, the stated target of Russia's new air campaign in Syria, which began Wednesday. Earlier, the head of Russia's presidential administration, Sergei Ivanov, said on Russian state television that Moscow launched the campaign at the request of Assad.
В этой связи хочу вас проинформировать.
He said, I want to inform you that the president of the Syrian Arab Republic addressed the leadership of our country with a request for military assistance. So we can state that it is necessary to fight terrorism and that international efforts should be united. But complying with the norms of international law is preferable. The U.S. military says coalition forces in Afghanistan have engaged Taliban fighters in a battle to recapture the key northern city of Kunduz, which the militant group seized this week. A U.S. Army spokesman told VOA that the battle happened early Wednesday near Kunduz City Airport, as coalition advisors, including U.S. service members, were helping Afghan security forces to fight the Taliban. The spokesman said U.S. warplanes carried out an airstrike to eliminate a Taliban threat on Wednesday. This is VOA.